I have to make a confession regarding like delivery and pickups and all that kind of stuff. They are taking out all the real good parking spaces for the curbside. I'm just parking in those spaces. I'm telling you.
No, you're not.
You can't do that.
But I you're am. Yes.
100%.
Well, I mean, 100% of the times I'm doing it, it's totally not. I'm only doing it if I have to.
I'm so sorry. That's not how you answer questions.
Sorry, I know I did that wrong. There's a place where I go shopping, and it's like an outdoor shopping mall thing, and they have taken all the spaces for curbside pickup, and so no, just no. I'm just not following that sign, and it's on the they've. Painted it on the street, and they put a sign. And I'm just going to say I didn't notice, because no.
So. You just need to get your Russian accent from Katie and just be like, I'm new here. I can't do a Russian.
That's shocking.
Well, it's just enough's enough. Enough curbside pickup space taking for the rest of us. There's nowhere for us to park. There's literally nowhere to park. And it is a blistery 45 degrees here in Texas. It couldn't be colder.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so Killing Me Softly. A couple days ago, I woke up with TLC's I Don't Want No Scrubs song in my head. Yeah. And it literally won't come out. So finally, I just put it on. I'm just going with it.
It's funny that that one popped in your head. You have no idea where or why.
No, I woke up and it was in there. Just taking a stand against all the scrubs that are beating down my door.
Sometimes I wake up from a dream and I'm like, I'm single. Do you ever have that?
I'm single in every one of my dreams.
I'm always cheating.
Oh, this is so good. Tell us like, everything.
Hey, Neil, we're just going to process this together out loud. Buckle up.
But feeling very guilty about it the whole time. And yeah. Or it's not necessarily cheating, but like Neil died. Like there's always Neil, but then somebody else, and then I feel really bad the whole time.
But you're doing it anyway.
Yeah.
Pressing on.
Eric is never in the picture, and I'm always, I mean, fighting off scrubs, apparently. I'm not sure.
Also known as a busta.
That's right. Hey guys, it's Rebecca. What you just heard there was a tiny little snippet from our Patreon bonus episodes that happen twice a month. If you're not listening to us every week, that means you're not a Patreon member, and I literally don't know what you're waiting for. Not only is it very inexpensive to become a Patreon member, but we have a private Facebook group that you can join filled with the loveliest of ladies. And I hop on there every now and then, mostly weekly, and share what Nordstrom is trying to sell me, like shell purses, toe sock, high heels. It's confusing, but we have a good laugh over there. So Facebook group is free, and get this, this is going to be a new thing. We're always trying to do fun things for our Patreon members. We are thinking about sending some of our Patreon members the Stash It or Trash It treats that we do every now and then. So we have this segment on Patreon where we try interesting foods or holiday treats. We had a listener from Canada send us some Canadian specific treats. And we are thinking it'd be fun to have Patreon members, a few of you each time, get involved with that with us and try these sometimes gross, so we trash it, sometimes amazing, so we stash it, treats along with us. But you have to be a Patreon member. Stop dilly-daddling. Is that the word? Dilly-daddling. Dilly-dallying. Stop doing that and just go over to patreon.com/momstrugglingwell. Patreon is spelled P-A-T-R-E-O-N. patreon.com/momstrugglingwell and sign up at a level that is comfortable for you. I'll see you over there.